ओम ज्ञानति मिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Purport: the symptom of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something, or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full with cares and anxieties. This is called maya, or that which is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So, Narad Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord Himself. Instead of relishing activities of the cinema artists, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with His eternal associates like the gopis and lakshmis. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, by His causeless mercy, descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of worldly men, but at the same time extraordinarily because He is Almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, the source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narad Muni, and we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Narad Muni is speaking to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva has compiled all the Vedic literatures at this point, except one, the most important one, the one without which all the other Vedic literatures have no particular significance. Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva appears to be in the same kind of maya that Narad Muni is here describing to him. Atura Chittanam, he describes, those whose consciousness is always overcome by lamentation, cares and anxieties. Vyasadeva appears to be like that, and Narad Muni is giving the solution to his problem because you didn't describe Krishna very thoroughly, precisely, and clearly. This is the problem. Narad Muni says, it is personally experienced by me, drishtaha. I have seen. Seen means, and sometimes this word seen is used in a very broad sense, that it means to experience. Experience that is gained through any of the senses, by hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, feeling. But sometimes it said, seen, just like we say. How do we see a sadhu? That we have to see through the ears. So actually it's a different function. The shutekshana panta. So we see the Lord by the process of hearing. So it's actually different. The sensation of hearing is different from the sensation of seeing. But sometimes seeing, that everything is grouped generically under the term seeing, just like we have the word adhokshaja, means the Supreme Lord who is above the process of transcendent to the process of simply being seen, cannot be seen, but that also means he cannot be heard, touched, smelled, tasted by the material senses, by the mundane senses. So Narad Muni is saying, I have personal experience. I've been in the same situation as you. Because Narad Muni, although he's a, Prabhupada writes in one purport, he's a liberated spaceman. When Prabhupada was writing this, there was a lot of, this first canto of Bhagavatam, there was a lot of, in the news, people were talking a lot about going to space. It was a great adventure for humankind to go into space. And there was the Americans and the Russians, they were competing with each other. Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space. He's from Tambov. I know, because there's a statue of him there. So, the Russians were the first in space, and it was considered something wonderful, just like when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. Excuse me. When he landed in the Arizona desert, or wherever he landed, maybe it wasn't the Arizona desert, maybe it was the desert in Nevada, could have been. That's also possible. We don't say for sure he landed in the Arizona desert. Could have also been in Nevada, adjoining state. Could have even been the desert in California, for that matter. So he had his rehearsed line, this is one small step for man and one great step for mankind. So it was considered a... Incidentally, one of the first men on that trip, Buzz Aldrin, was also on that first manned moon landing. So recently he got one of Prabhupada's books, by the way, I'm informed, in Los Angeles. Some of our devotees there, they have a program to meet all the... Because there are so many big famous people, I was just sent a list of them. I only recognize two names. They're famous in America. So he was one of them, he got one of Prabhupada's books. Devotees, they have a program to meet the film stars and all these famous people. So anyway, we're talking about, yes, it was a great thing at that time, that now we're going to the moon, you see, this is conquering space, this is tremendous, you see, we've been making all this scientific progress, and now not only have we conquered the earth, but now we're going into space. Oh, this is fantastic. This is the summit of human progress. How wonderful. So it was, at this time Prabhupada wrote his Easy Journey to Other Planets. That there's no need to get in, there's no need to build all these space rockets, which as Sadaputta Prabhu pointed out, this system of blasting off into space, it's no more advanced than the Chinese system of making rockets, which was developed some thousands of years ago. The technology is basically the same. You make a big blast and you lift off. So anyway, Prabhupada wrote this Easy Journey to Other Planets. There's no need to build these rockets and have this space technology, and if anything slightly goes wrong, then all the people got burned up. I think recently some Indian astronautess got burned to pieces. She thought she'd be very advanced. But she got an easy journey to other planets. She took birth on another planet. So she went, actually by getting burned up in this, what's it called, Challenger spaceship, she went to a planet further than the moon. Probably in a different direction also, because the moon is a heavenly planet, so. These astronauts and astronautesses, they have to eat meat and all these things. They're sinful. So anyway, Prabhupada wrote this Easy Journey to Other Planets, that you don't have to get a rocket. You chant Hare Krishna. You'll go past all these different planets, which are all useless anyway. What do you want to go there for? And you can't go there anyway by space rocket. But you can go to Golok Vrindavan by chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, we see in his writings, Prabhupada's writings were also influenced by the milieu in which he was living, in which at that time there was all this fascination with space and all, we're going to space. So Prabhupada wrote easy journey to other planets. And he described Narad Muni as a liberated spaceman. Sometimes some of our devotees, we also call them spacemen. Means they're spaced out, space case. So, they're in a different space. The body is here, but that's why we say spaced out, because the body is here, but the mind is off in a different space, maybe in outer space. So Narad Muni is a liberated spaceman, and he travels here and there and chants the glories of the Lord. Hari Charya Anuvarnanam. Here we have Hari Charya. Just like you see there's that term, Brahmacharya. Means one who is active on the spiritual platform. Brahmacharya doesn't mean that you get some cloth and you put some red dye in it. That's not Brahmacharya. That is the external symptom of someone who is supposed to be following Brahmacharya. Although actually everyone in the Vedic culture is supposed to follow. Grihastha is also supposed to be Brahmacharya. Grihastha Brahmacharya. Especially a Brahmana. Brahmana means they're supposed to be on the spiritual platform. So Brahmacharya means the activities which are in Brahman, the Absolute Truth. And Haricharya means the activities of the Lord. Hari Lila, Hari Vilas. These are different terms. So Haricharya Anuvarnanam means description of the activities of Lord Hari, describing. Varn Anuvarnam means not out of imagination, but following the parampara. This Parikshit Maharaj, he also stated at the beginning of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, there's that famous verse. Nivritta tar shayarupa giyamahanat bhavosha tat chotra manobhiramam. What's the next line? Now I forgot it also. Manobhiramat. Does anyone know? Yaduttama shloka gunana varnanam. Puman virajeta vina pashugnat states that for those persons who are fed up with this material world, then they can take this medicine or tonic of describing the Supreme Lord. That will cleanse us from all material bad things. Who will not take to this process? A rhetorical question is asked by Parikshit Maharaj. Except those who are the killers of the self. That means one who is committing suicide by becoming a Mayavadi. He wants to finish his personal existence. Or animal killers. Persons who are grossly sinful. They cannot take to the process of describing the Lord or hearing about the Lord. So Narad Muni is saying, by my personal experience, he's a liberated spaceman, but he's an internal associate of the Lord, but he went through also some period when he was in a different position. That means he was cursed by his father Brahma to become a Shudra. No, actually he was, first of all he became the Upabharana, the Gandharva. That was also result of a curse, and then he got a worse curse to become a Shudra. But Shudra means Shochati iti Shudra. Brahma janatiti Brahmana. Who knows the absolute truth, he is a Brahmana. And who is always lamenting, who is on the material platform, he is a Shudra. So, Narad Muni, he is the highest Brahmana. But he was circumstantially, he was cursed to become a Shudra. So that means superficially he forgot the Lord, but actually by the arrangement of the Lord he came in contact with devotees. And he described all of this, how he took the remnants of the Bhakti Vedantas, he served them, the devotees. And then he came to the transcendental position again. So he's saying, by my personal experience, I know, I've been through this. I've been in the same position as you. Vyasadeva is also a liberated soul. Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. He's also a liberated soul. So, he's also going through some apparent display of bewilderment. Narad Muni is recommending that, I've been in the same position as you, lamenting, don't know what to do, this, that. So, this is the cure. Now you yourself, Vyasadeva, you are feeling the pinch of material miseries, atura chitta, full of anxiety. So what about all the people in the Kali Yuga? They are particularly overcome by so many anxieties all the time. Therefore you have to give them the knowledge of Krishna. People don't know. Where is that verse? Bhakti Yoga Madhuk Sajay Lokasya Janato Vibhams Chakra Sakata Sanghitam. What's the first line of that verse? No. It's in here in the next chapter. I got it. Shriyamana Krishna Parampusha. That's the next verse. Lokasya. Yasyam Vai Shriyamana. That's the next verse after that. Anartha Pashamam Sakshat. Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaji. Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakra Sakata Sankita. Yasyam Vai Shriyamana Anam Krishna Parampusha. Bhakti Rukhati Pusha. Shoka Moha Bhayamaha. So people, they are full of anarthas. Because they're full of anartha. Anartha means not wanting to hear about Krishna. Wanting to hear about, as Prabhupada writes here, cinema stars. Or talking about politicians. Therefore, they are atura chitta. Because they're not thinking about, if you think about Krishna, then you become shoka moha bhayavaha. You become free of lamentation, fear and delusion. But if we don't talk about Krishna, then we think, well, why talk about Krishna? We can talk about, now people talk about, who are the most talked about people in India? I guess Atal Bihari Vajpayee is one, and Narendra Modi is another, Lal Krishna Advani is another, and then switching to a different sphere, there's Sachin Tendulkar is another, and other cricketers, Rahul Dravid. See, I also know some of them. And then the film stars, I'm a little out of touch with that, because it seems that there's no, in India at the present time, there's no like big film stars, it's just changing all the time. So like this, they like to talk about the film stars, the politicians, the sports stars. What happened to Saddam Hussein? I haven't been really, they found him or what? They found him, they killed him, what did they do? They never found him? He's gone the same way as that Osama bin Laden. No? They just can't find him. So these are the people like to talk about all this. We read the newspaper, what's happening in Iraq and this and that. I guess that's finished now. It's already happened. Whatever happened, happened. So they like to see what's going on. And people's minds become absorbed. And they like, let me see. What happened? What's going on? Become absorbed. But, as a result, they end up, you never know, you might take birth in Iraq. If you're reading the newspapers, what's going on in Iraq? Then, you get a heart attack. And you go to Iraq, because you're reading what happened in heart Iraq. So you end up in Iraq. Maybe as a pig or something like that. There are lots of wild pigs in Iraq, so I'm told. There's another piece of useless information. I got it from the Encyclopedia Britannica. So, not only that, people are absorbed in this. You see, they write big, big books, they make studies, what's the topography and demography of Iraq. head becomes full of someone becomes an expert on the someone becomes the world expert on the mating habits of butterflies living in the Amazon forest. Amazing, you know, this man, he knows everything. What season they mate in, and how many larvae they lay, and what size are the larvae, or who preys on the larvae. Fantastic. This man is a complete expert. He spent 30 years in the Amazon jungle studying the mating habits of butterflies. And he wrote a big book, which no one in their right mind would want to read, but anyway, he got a prize from the Royal College of Science for spending 30 years in the jungle and investigating. Became a complete... If you want to know anything about the mating habits of butterflies in the Amazon jungle, you have to go to him. He is the world expert, leader in his field, unmatched in history. There's never been such a great... What do they call people who study insects? Entomologist or something like that. So people are spoiling their lives, studying all kinds of useless things. But Narad Muni is recommending, just hear about Krishna. Just hear about Krishna. That traditionally Indian culture was meant for that, for hearing about Krishna. Even now there are the dregs of Indian culture going on. You see the cassette they're playing, at least all day they're playing some religious cassette and traditional, tasteful. I mean, they could be blasting out rock and roll music like many other cassette shops. But at least that much good taste is there. At least people are still buying such cassettes in India. So, in North India, it's mostly all this. The religious cassettes, it's a mixture of cinema music and so-called religious. They put some fashionable tune and they put some just like Radha Ramana Hari Bol, boom, boom, boom. Radha Ramana Hari Bol, boom, boom, boom. So like this, it's mixed up sense gratification and supposed to be religious. So here the situation is not so bad. Still something is going on. But that traditionally the whole culture was meant for that. There was no going to parties, going to discos. There's no such thing. People would go to hear about Krishna. People, there was no newspaper giving you the latest news, what the lectures in Iraq are doing, what the lectures in America are doing. No. You'd hear Harikatha. What is Krishna doing? This is the news. That Madan Mohan Malviya, he came to visit Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the Gauriya Math. And he asked, what activities are you doing? He said, well, this. We have also one newspaper, Dainik Nadia Prakash, daily newspaper. Daily newspaper? Daily newspaper? About what? Religious daily newspaper? You have so much. What do you want to report? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, in this city, Calcutta, there are more than 20 newspapers. In those days, there were more newspapers. And that's only one tiny little city on one tiny little planet in one tiny little universe. And anyway, this whole material world is just like the garbage can where all the rejected people come. So we could put out millions of newspapers every minute. Hari Charya Anuvarnanam, news of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he said there is no interest. The people are not interested. They have no taste for this. If we put a newspaper, if we make an announcement, Bill Gates is coming to Mangalore, or Sachin Tendulkar is coming to Mangalore, it'll be, big arrangement, big reception. And what will they talk? All Gramya Katha, topics of this material world. What will they talk? Simply, Bill Gates will talk, yes, we're going to develop new software and then the future of computers and I'm going to make some more money. Whoops, I didn't mean to say that. And we're making a great contribution to human society. You see that we're developing a new computer, you can work it even while you're passing stool, and you don't waste any time. You see, you can regulate your stool passing with a computer and measure it and all this kind of thing. Very advanced. So this is a great contribution to human society, and we can predict when you're going to have a heart attack and so many wonderful things. We can get you straight to the new hospital in time so that you can die prestigiously. Why should you simply die on a bed at home? Go to the 20 lakh a day hospital. Die very prestigiously. See? It's not prestigious to die anywhere else. So Bill Gates is coming, he's going to help you, and Sachin is coming, God knows what he would talk about. Has the guy got any brain? I mean, what brain have you got? It doesn't require much brain, does it? So anyway, he'll talk about Pepsi or something like that. So anyway, people like to go to see these fools and rascals. No, their brain, they may have some brain, but their brain is simply how to rotate in this material world. That's all. But actually, you see, when someone comes to speak Harikatha, then they should make a big arrangement. They should make a holiday for the town. All activities stop. Just like when Prabhupada went to Surat, there was such a big reception that the mayor of the town, he declared a holiday. Prabhupada was there 1 day, 2 days, and then everyone stopped work anyway to see Prabhupada, so they just declared a holiday. But that's what it should be. You see, when our devotees go door to door distributing Prabhupada's books, the people, they close the door and say, no, I don't have time, or they lie, I already got the book. Somehow they try to avoid, or they pretend they're not there. Actually, when you come, they should greet you, fall down at your feet, wash your feet, put your feet on their head. They should do. Because you're coming to give them this knowledge. But no time. I don't have any money, I have to send my children to America to study, all nonsense. And so people are in a very opposite kind of consciousness, wicked consciousness. But anyway, somehow we have to give them Prabhupada's books. We have to try to change this system. What a horrible situation we're seeing in the world. I was on the train, I didn't look, but so there was one magazine, Outlook magazine, I think it was called. So the cover, this week's cover, it's called Adultery. This is the topic. How adultery is becoming very popular in India. So they want to promote illicit sex. Very sinful, how they're spoiling the minds of the people. They're deliberately spoiling the minds of the people, sending them to hell. So we have to make a big propaganda. Distribute these books. Give people the chance, at least, all their lives, from the very beginning. Again, on the train, there was one little baby, maybe 4 or 5 years old, lying down with his mother, going to take rest. And he was singing, London Bridge is burning down. It's some kind of nursery rhyme from England. Oh, what nonsense. It's got nothing to do with Indian culture. It's absolutely Western culture. They should be learning. They should be taught about Krishna. They should be taught, before you take rest, you chant the names of Krishna. But they're being taught all this complete, and even the London Bridge is burning down has no meaning whatsoever. It's good. I mean, even if you're going to learn something Western, at least something that can be of some use to someone in some point in time, even on the material platform, it has no meaning. But they're just mad to bring in the Western culture, which is not culture at all. It's simply sending people to hell. So such a big job. Now you'll find all the young children, they're all speaking English, and then they have access to all the American movies, which are extremely degraded. Of course, the Indian movies are not far behind. But you'll see, in any family, you'll see traditional family, you'll see the elder people, they'll speak Tamil or Tulu or whatever, and the young children are speaking because they think this is most advanced. So fortunately, Prabhupada's books are also in English. Simple English. So people can get the right idea. People are frustrated, so frustrated. Now you see it's very common, students, they're going into severe depression. And they can't do anything. They can't study, they can't work, they can't walk, they can't even take a bath practically. Really, they're so in such bad condition. But this wasn't there. 20 years ago, I first came to India, 26 years ago. There wasn't such a thing. It wasn't known. People didn't have depression. It just didn't happen. It was something that happened in the West, that people suffered from depression. Now it's very common in India also. Why? Because they've adopted the hellish Western way of life, the Western way of thinking, Western culture, which is certain to make you atur chitta. It's described here, full of cares and anxieties. Guaranteed. If you adopt this Western civilization, then guaranteed you're going to have depression, anxiety, more and more murders, hypertension, all the problems, adultery. They're promoting adultery. How wonderful. You see why? You're married, but anyway, go off and find someone else. It's not at all wonderful. For that few seconds of so-called pleasure, one skin rubbing against another, so much suffering is caused. I have personal experience as the child of a father who decided that he would try someone else's work. It causes so much suffering. No one is happy. And now in the West there is no family life. There's no adultery because people don't get married anyway. And even if they get married, the term, just like there are words, philandery, adultery, there are words which, for different words, for sex before marriage, sex after marriage, outside of marriage, but those words, they don't exist in the modern English language. People don't use them. It's just considered normal. There's nothing considered wrong or bad. It's just normal. Cat and dog society. That's Prabhupada used to say. Which is a fact. They're so proud and we're becoming so advanced. Actually, they're just becoming cats and dogs. Literally. Literally. The cat, you're seeing the dog is running here. That was someone human short time ago. In human form. They spoiled their human form of life by not cultivating Krishna consciousness. It's a very, very serious position. That if people don't take up Krishna consciousness, then they have to fall to the lowest depths. So we have a great responsibility to distribute these books of Srila Prabhupada and bring people to Krishna consciousness. Make people understand that this materialistic way of life is not at all to our advantage. Physically, mentally, and most of all spiritually, this modern society is destroying us. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Yeah,
please.
The efforts of all the spiritual institutions are like a drop in the ocean.
Propaganda made,
well, first of all these so-called spiritual institutions, they're all mostly material anyway. In the name of spiritual, it's just another form of materialism. And that's very prominent in India at the present time. People think that the duty of sadhus is to speak on personality development, stress management. People think that that's what sadhus are supposed to do, because that's what these idiots like Ravi Shankar and so-called, that's what they do. Huh? The art of, I call it the art of going to hell. Because he's cheating people that this is spiritual. It's not at all spiritual. It's how to live in this material world how to adjust, how to go on with sense gratification and increase your sense gratification. Absolutely nonsense. If he dressed in a suit and tie, I wouldn't have so much objection, but he's posing himself as a sadhu. But he's not talking about anything in the slightest bit spiritual. And all of these, this ashram you have, his main thing is Ayurvedic, how to be healthy, water treatment, just all nonsense. So, what the spiritual so-called spiritual institutions, they are drops in the material ocean. They are part of the material ocean. The Krishna conscious movement is also a drop in the ocean, but this spiritual ocean, the ocean of Krishna consciousness, is far more vast than the material ocean. So one drop of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can drown the whole world in nectar. So, let us go on with faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even one person becomes rescued from this miserable civilization, then that's wonderful. And even if no one does, then at least we should try. We'll be saved by trying. But actually many people can take to Krishna consciousness. And more will do in future. Because more and more people are getting fed up of this materialistic way of life. There's definitely tremendous scope. There's more scope for preaching than we can keep up with, isn't it? We can make hundreds and thousands of devotees, but we just, you know, either we're not organized enough or we're just, whatever it is, we can't keep up with it. But we should make plans, actually, how to increase the number of devotees, how to bring more and more people. We need more preachers. Preach in the colleges especially. And then you'll see that some brahmacharis will come. Because actually, everyone can be a devotee, but a brahmachari means they can dedicate full time. Whereas a grihastha devotee, people are so busy in this modern materialistic age that If they can find the time to even chant, they consider that's most grihasthas' problems. They're just so busy. Just busy just to not get enough money to maintain their family. So, preaching in the colleges is very important. Then, brahmachari preachers can come out of that.
Mm.
Someone comes to Krishna consciousness, they fall away. Then you can't bring them back. So what should we do? Stop preaching? What's your proposal? No, they may blame, but that's not very reasonable. If they don't follow it, then that's up to them. We don't offer any magic formula that you have to do you have to make your own endeavor. Who's blaming?
He started blaming Prabhupada's books. He started reading Siddhar Maharaj's books. Then he said, these books are much more useful.
Then?
Then again, still use it in a confused state, whether to still be Krishna conscious or not. So then he started psychology treatment.
Anyway, definitely we're preaching and not everyone will get properly situated. But that doesn't mean, just like in the hospital, the doctor's treating so many people, some get cured and some don't. That doesn't mean that you stop treating. I don't really know what your point is. Because we're preaching and some people take to Krishna consciousness but not fully. Or they don't really properly take to it. That doesn't mean we should stop preaching and trying to make people Krishna conscious. You're going to say something?
The value system that is there.
Sorry?
The value system that is there. That what is considered as
priority. The value system which is where?
Around.
In modern society.
Yeah. What is considered as priority. They don't agree, they think that by doing spiritual practices, they are wasting their time. Because
they think by doing spiritual practice they are wasting their time, unless these so-called spiritual practices help their material life, like this. That's why these Ravi Shankars become so popular, because they think it's helping my material life. Yeah, so they're fools and rascals. What else is to be said?
There is some. I got many of my friends to come here, but they are again. But the last one, they said no. Everyone.
Therefore, we have to. Preaching means not only we have to go out, do Rath Yatras, distribute books, so many things. Don't expect that you'll just say, my dear friend, please come, and they'll immediately come, and then immediately agree to fully take up Krishna consciousness. No, it's not so easy. What, you're thinking that everyone will just... Oh, okay, alright. It's not so easy. People don't just change on the spot. Some might do. For those people, we go out and try. Then again, you call. If you call them enough times, then out of one time they may, just out of a sense of obligation, or just to please you or whatever, they may come.
They do so many other things, they don't feel that sense that they are wasting time. But when they do this, they are feeling more.
Yeah, I know. So, what's your question?
So, this, that person, if he is expert, who is trying to preach in something, which is of their priority also. Which they think is of their priority. So if that person is expert in that, then they will have a better obligation to follow.
Like therefore, we should watch the thesis that you're promulgating. We should all become expert materialists. And then people, this is a common theory, that we should become expert materialists, and then people will listen to us. We should also watch TV, and we should also live like karmis, and then people will accept us better. What's the question, actually? How to what? How to preach. First of all, make yourself siddha. And you can make... And you can... If you do circle, sudhar kasa. Could go. Siddha. First of all, make yourself, first of all, fixed. Then you can bring others. That's the first thing. And don't expect you can bring everyone also. Prabhupada, he preached to how many thousands of people? How many people came? First make yourself fixed up. Then there's a chance. If you're not fixed yourself, then you can't bring others. But you can do this. You invite, you call people here. Give them Prabhupada's books, that's better. We can't expect everyone will come. Give them Prabhupada's books. They don't like to read, give them their Origins magazine if they think they're very scientific. Show them that.